I was born in 1929, and my dad always teased me and told me I started the Depression. It really was an idealistic time for me growing up. I guess we were poor, but we didn't realize it, or I didn't realize it, because everyone in that community was just like us. And it was a good time, though, because our neighbors were all, we were a close-knit community. And when we went anywhere, we just pulled the door closed. We never locked anything. And our children and grandchildren, of course, you know, that's foreign to them now because it's a, they're living in such a different time. My dad had a buggy, and we lived on muddy roads in the wintertime. He did have a car, but we couldn't get the car out. So we'd go to the church in the buggy. And when we started school, my brother and I started, he was older than I, and he started the same year I did because it was a mile after the nearest school. And Daddy made a one-horse sled that winter and took us to school. He filled the sled with hay and then covered it over with a big lap robe. I think they said it was made from horsehair, a heavy robe. And on the way, we'd pick up the other children in that mile and a half and take them to school. And once we got there, it was a one-room school, and Daddy would lift us out, you know, the sled into the door of the schoolhouse and return home to do his work and then come back again that evening and pick us up. My grandmother Kirkpatrick, I think she must have been very superstitious. She instilled in me the fact, mockingbirds. I was afraid of mockingbirds for a long while. When I would hear them in the evening, I would be afraid because she told of she lost a child when he was very young. And the evening before he died that night, a mockingbird came and sat on the windowsill and sang its song and flew away. And then little Harry, my mother's baby brother, died that night. And after she told that, I was always afraid to hear a mockingbird because I was afraid someone in the family was going to die. I'd never heard that before or since. Christmas has always been very special in our family, and we would meet every other year at Christmas time. My husband's family started this. One year they would go to their in-laws on Christmas and their own home on Thanksgiving and switch each year that way. And this particular Christmas, it was our turn to have Christmas at our house. And everyone was coming but my youngest son. He had just recently graduated from mortuary school and was working in Huntington. And the fellow who owned the funeral home told him, you know, he would have to work Christmas Eve, and or that's what we thought. And just as we sat down to eat, everyone was thinking about Mark, of course, and my husband had just said grace, and we all said, God bless Mark wherever he is, and he opened the front door and walked in. Surprised us. When I was growing up, I remember one New Year's Eve in particular, the friends and neighbors for miles around were gathering into our home for a New Year's party. And my dad had told us earlier in the day that if we could stay awake until 12 o'clock, that if we would go to the barn, the cows would moo, the horses would neigh, the chickens would cluck, and all of the animals knew it was New Year's and they celebrated. And so we anticipated all of this happening and wanted to hear it happen. So it was very hard to stay awake, but we managed. And just a little before midnight, my brother lit the lantern so we could see to get to the barn because we didn't have any outside lights, any electricity, and led the way to the barn. And there were several of us going. And he opened the barn door, and just as he opened the door, we didn't know, but my dad had gone ahead and gotten in the manger with a shotgun. He broke it down and blew into the barrel of the shotgun with his mouth, and it made a loud noise and scared us all, so we ran back to the house. We didn't wait to hear the animals. We just knew something strange had happened. And my aunt, who was older and with us, knew that Daddy was doing that. But she beat us all back to the house, and she had a metal headband on her head, and we found that several feet below the path the next morning. I think she was most frightened of all.